This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Spain's former monarch, Juan Carlos, says he is leaving Spain to live in another country amid a financial scandal. Spain's prime minister developments about Juan Carlos that include investigations in Spain and Switzerland disturbing. Despite vaccines in development, the head of the World Health Organization is cautioning that the treatments have yet to prove effective. Reuters' Zachary Goldman has more.
The World Health Organization warned on Monday that despite strong hopes for a vaccine,
there is no silver bullet at the moment, and there might never be.
The director general of the WHO said there were concerns that vaccines might not prove effective or that they might convey protections for just a few months. He said, for now, stopping outbreaks hinged on the difficult task of testing, tracing, and social distancing. According to a Reuters tally, more than 18 million people around the world are reported to have been infected with the disease, and 688,000 have died.
That is Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. In the United States, which has about one-fourth of the world's cases, negotiations continue between the White House and congressional Democrats on a new aid package that would include federal money to help the millions of people who are unemployed. Australia's Victoria state says anyone who has contracted COVID-19 and caught outside their home in breach of isolation orders will face steep fines. Victoria's state earlier this week imposed a nightly curfew, tightened restrictions on people's movement, and ordered large parts of the economy to close the spread of the coronavirus. For more information on the coronavirus pandemic, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an order requiring federal agencies to prove they are not replacing qualified American workers with people from other countries. The order requires all federal agencies to complete an internal audit to show whether they are hiring U.S. citizens and nationals for competitive service positions. President Trump says he will ban popular video app TikTok by September 15th unless U.S. company Microsoft acquires it before then. In a statement, Microsoft confirms its CEO has met with and is committed to acquiring the company by the stated deadline. President Trump says efforts to get his tax returns released to a federal court in New York are part of the, quote, witch hunt against him. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. has been seeking 8 years of President Trump's personal and corporate tax records in connection with alleged hush money payments and what was termed a complex financial investigation. This week, he told a judge his justification was public allegations of possible criminal activity at the president's Trump Organization. President Trump was asked about the court filing.
I said, what's this all about? I know nothing about it, but it's just a continuation of the witch hunt. Didn't work out for Mueller. Didn't work out for anybody.
Last month, the Supreme Court rejected claims by Trump's lawyers the president could not be criminally investigated while in office. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration is proposing changes to the grounded 737 MAX jet. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The Federal Aviation Administration has outlined several changes it wants to the Boeing 737 MAX jets after investigating two deadly crashes that killed 346 people. The FAA says it will require more redundancy for the flight controls software called MCAS that pushed down the noses of the MAX jets that crashed in Indonesia in late 2018 and in Ethiopia in 2019. The FAA also plans to make MCAS less powerful so that pilots can respond if it mistakenly pushes the plane's nose down. MAX jets have been grounded worldwide since March 2019. I'm Mike Gracia.
A U.S.-funded global internet freedom group says it has had to sharply curtail its work in a new funding dispute with the U.S. Agency for Global Media. Laura Cunningham, the acting chief executive of the Washington-based Open Technology Fund, wrote an email to the U.S. AGM last week accusing the agency and its leader, Michael Pak, of withholding $20 million in congressionally approved funds intended to promote internet access and throughout the world. A spokesman for USAGM says advancing internet freedom and protecting the safety of journalists and activists are among their highest priorities.